Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Tomorrow is primary election day in Massachusetts. While none of the gubernatorial candidates faces a primary challenge, there are contested races for state treasurer and state auditor, and dozens of contested primaries for seats on Beacon Hill. Kyle Chaney of the State House News Service has been following some of those contests and joins us now. Good morning, and thanks a lot for coming in, and very good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Kyle, first of all, there are 26 open House seats and 8 open Senate seats up for grabs on Beacon Hill. No incumbents running for any of those seats. Is that an unusual number?
No, I think those are fairly comparable to other years when you see, you know, a number of legislators retiring or seeking higher office, as is the case for many of these seats that have become open. At least 4 members of the Senate of the 8 seats that are opening up are seeking higher office. I think where people are really looking at is how many incumbents are vulnerable in addition to the open seats, the potential turnover for incumbents that may lose, in addition to the normal biannual churn of the legislature. You could see a whole bunch of new faces on Beacon Hill next.
Let's get into a little bit of that, and let me ask you about Republican candidates. This is, of course, nationally thought to be a big fall for Republicans and for congressional seats and U.S. Senate seats across the nation. Mm-hmm. The Massachusetts Republican Party think it has a good shot. How many Beacon Hill slots do you think it will be contesting for this fall?
Well, they're contesting more than 100. I think one thing we found, actually, that was sort of a point of contention on both sides was that 96 Democrats won't be facing a general election challenger in November. So 96 Democrats are almost guaranteed to retain seats in the legislature. It's those other 104 seats in the legislature where there are challenges and there are both either primary or general election that Republicans are seeking again to gain some ground. The Republicans who are incumbents actually face little to no opposition for retaining their seats. And the question is, how many will they pick up?
So does the GOP have a good chance at picking up seats in the very democratically dominated state legislature this fall?
They do. They do have a good shot at it. There are some districts that have been fairly right-leaning in the past that Democrats are sitting in that they've really focused their energy on. Just speaking with some of them recently, they feel like they're confident that they can pick up those seats in those traditionally right-leaning districts. They're looking at the numbers where Scott Brown did well in January, and anywhere where he won, where Democrats are sitting, is a seat they think is a potential pickup.
So big possibilities in Worcester County and down in Cape Cod and the other places that Scott Brown did well.
Exactly.
First, of course, there's the primary election tomorrow, and there are 14 Democratic incumbents facing primary challenges from inside their own party. Which of those races stands out?
Well, I mean, the Senate races in particular, there's 4 Senate races, all in sort of the Boston or just outside of Boston area. And those feature some of the more prominent incumbents that are seeing challenges. A lot of the Democrats on the House side that are facing challenges have only been around for a couple of terms. Only one House chairman is facing a primary challenge. That's Rep. Jeffrey Sanchez in Boston. But on the Senate side, you have Senator Cynthia Cream, who's facing a challenge from Charles Rudnick in Newton. And Senator Tolman faces a challenge. Senator DiDomenico in Cambridge faces a challenge from Tim Flaherty, who he bested in the special election when he replaced Anthony Coluccio in the Senate. Sonia Chang-Diaz as well is actually that may be one of the more bruising primaries. Her challenger, Hassan Williams, has really gone after her and her character a bit and her willingness to fight for the district. So those have been the more active, more animated primaries, I would say, than any on the House side.
But Democrats are firmly believing they're going to be in control of both the House and the Senate once all the dust clears in November, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Republicans, again, would be thrilled to make some inroads. 2-4 years ago, they used to say they hit rock bottom, and then they'd end up losing seats 2 years later. And I think they do envision making some substantial gains, but I don't think anyone's talking about the chambers changing hands.
Kyle Chaney, reporter for the State House News Service, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.